Thank you, and I want to thank Japan for the very focused response, because we are now, as it is clear, at crunch time, and the issues are clarity in the indicator itself and the capacity of member states to fulfill global obligations to report. What Japan is saying is that while disaggregation is desirable, it cannot now commit itself to providing disaggregated data on debts based on the manner in which it currently addresses recording and reporting of debts in its jurisdiction. Now, if Japan is the only country that has this exception, we can come back to it. But if this is common to most countries, then we will probably have to put the issue of disaggregation aside for the time being and discuss in due course whether we can deal with the desirable goal of disaggregation in a different manner. Because if the global indicator cannot be subscribed by most or all member states, then the indicator will be hollow. That is, if the indicator requires disaggregation as a function, then that is a challenge. So let me ask other delegations as you come in to respond also to the question. While the text does not have options by disaggregation, it was raised as something in the spirit of Sendai that we would wish to do. In fact, civil society also reminded that this was something that they would have hoped that we could do. At the end of the day, however, each member state now must be in a position to say what can and cannot be done. And so I invite other delegations to respond. First, to the indicators as they are. We have now a compound indicator, A1, number of deaths per 100,000 population, and then A2 and A3, number of deaths, number of missing persons. What I'd ask before we proceed to Switzerland is for Andrew just to respond to the per 100,000 population, because I think this is an issue that we have had to clarify before, because it's at the global level, not the national. So Andrew, if you could respond to that, and then we'll continue to Switzerland.